Ever wondered why 90% of startups fail within their first year? Pat Flynn did too, after being laid off from his architecture job during the 2008 recession. Instead of spiraling into despair, Flynn transformed this setback into an opportunity that would eventually generate over $3.5 million in online business revenue. Will It Fly isn't just another business book. It's a flight manual for entrepreneurs that has become required reading at top business schools, including Stanford and NYU. Even Damon John from Shark Tank calls it a must-read for any entrepreneur who's serious about building a business that serves their life. What makes Flynn's approach revolutionary is his insistence that success requires more than just a good idea and execution. It demands alignment between you, your idea, and your execution. Through a series of practical exercises that feel more like enlightening conversations than homework, Flynn guides readers through a validation process that prevents the costly mistakes he once made himself. The journey begins with a touching story of Flynn teaching his 3-year-old son to make paper airplanes. After his son's first attempt crashes immediately, the boy becomes frustrated and retreats to his Batman figurine, declaring, "I don't like paper airplanes." Rather than letting him give up, Flynn guides his son through understanding what makes planes fly. When the boy identifies wings as the key component, they start fresh, building proper planes together step by step, carefully creasing each fold and testing different designs until they achieve success. This simple moment becomes a powerful metaphor for entrepreneurship. Just as his son needed to slow down and incorporate the necessary folds to make his paper fly, entrepreneurs must take time to properly engineer their business ideas before launch. Flynn emphasizes that success rarely comes from the first attempt. It's the result of careful iteration, learning from each failure, and making incremental improvements. The difference between a failed venture and a soaring success often comes down to this critical preparation phase, where fundamentals are established and tested. Flynn's approach stands in stark contrast to the fail-fast mentality that dominates startup culture. Instead of rushing headlong into execution, he advocates for methodical testing and validation. He introduces a systematic approach that includes market research, customer interviews, prototype testing, and gradual scaling. "Since launching my first successful business in 2008, Flynn writes, "I've built several businesses earning over $3.5 million online. But the true reward isn't money. It's the freedom to be with my family." He details how each of his successful ventures, from smart passive income to his software products, followed this methodical approach. This freedom, the ability to take his son to school, attend his daughter's dance class, and have lunch with his wife at home, represents the ultimate entrepreneurial success. Flynn shares specific examples of how this lifestyle freedom manifests, being able to spontaneously take family trips, working from anywhere in the world, and never missing important moments in his children's lives. His methodology ensures you're not just building any business, but one that aligns with your deepest values and creates the life you truly want. Flynn emphasizes that successful entrepreneurship isn't about working 80-hour weeks or sacrificing everything for profit. Instead, it's about building sustainable systems and businesses that serve both your customers and your life goals. He provides a framework for identifying these goals early in the entrepreneurial journey and making sure every business decision supports them. This includes setting boundaries, creating efficient processes, and building teams that can operate without constant oversight. Before diving into business specifics, Flynn challenges readers to ensure their entrepreneurial journey aligns with their life goals. He shares a poignant email from a podcast listener named James with the subject line, "I make $20,000 per month and I'm not happy." Despite achieving financial success with recurring monthly revenue, James felt unfulfilled because he jumped into business without considering what would truly make him happy. This cautionary tale introduces the first critical phase of Flynn's methodology, mission design. Through 3 powerful exercises, the airport test, the history test, and the shark bait test, Flynn helps entrepreneurs align their business ideas with their authentic selves. The airport test asks you to imagine meeting an old friend at an airport 5 years in the future. When they ask how you're doing, you enthusiastically respond, "Amazing! Life couldn't get any better." What specifically makes your life amazing in this scenario? By identifying your four most important life categories, like family, professional, finances, health, and detailing what makes each area amazing in your future life, you create a framework to evaluate whether your business idea supports or conflicts with your true goals. The history test examines your past work experiences to discover patterns about who you are and what environments help you thrive. For each previous job or position, you record what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, your favorite memory, and assign a grade. This reveals motivational patterns and helps determine if your business idea aligns with your natural inclinations. Finally, the shark bait test challenges you to identify your unfair advantage, what makes you uniquely qualified to succeed with your business idea. Through a thought experiment where you pitch to the Shark Tank investors, you're forced to answer Kevin O'Leary's pointed question, "What makes you so special?" Flynn shares his personal revelation when his lead exam business thrived despite competition from the official USGBC study guide. His advantage wasn't just lower pricing, but the human connection he offered, being relatable as someone who had personally taken the exam. This P2P, people-to-people, relationship became his differentiator. These exercises ensure you're not just chasing any business opportunity, but one that leverages your unique strengths and aligns with your deeper life goals. With your mission established, Flynn guides you through transforming your nebulous business idea into a clear, actionable concept. He begins by warning against the common entrepreneurial trap of getting distracted by superficial elements, logos, business cards, and perfect names before validating the core idea. Instead, Flynn introduces mind mapping as a powerful visualization technique to organize the noise in your brain around your business idea. Since idea comes from the Greek word for seeing, creating a visual representation helps transform abstract thoughts into concrete plans. The mind mapping process unfolds in three distinct phases. First comes the brain dump, a 10-minute uninterrupted session where you rapidly capture every thought related to your business idea without editing. Flynn compares this to author Shannon Hale's approach to first drafts, simply shoveling sand into a box so that later I can build castles. Next comes the cleanup phase, where you organize scattered thoughts into visual clusters of related ideas. Natural hierarchies emerge as you organize, transforming your initial seed idea into a structured tree with branches and leaflets. The final pruning phase involves strategically removing elements that might dilute your product's strength, avoiding the dreaded feature creep that plagues many startups. With your mind map complete, Flynn challenges you to distill your entire business concept into a single clear sentence. He shares how his intimidating architecture firm director taught him the power of concise communication by requiring all responses in just one sentence. This forced clarity helped Flynn excel professionally by getting to the core of issues quickly. The distillation process moves from one page, 400 to 500 words, to one paragraph, 3 to 5 sentences, to finally one powerful sentence. This exercise transforms your mind map into something easily understood by others, preparing you to effectively communicate your concept and gather meaningful feedback. Flynn then shares entrepreneur John Saddington's counterintuitive advice. Write your ideas on physical paper, then share them with everyone possible, from family to strangers in coffee shops. When Flynn raised concerns about idea theft, Saddington explained that execution, not secrecy, separates successful entrepreneurs. Most people never execute on their ideas because they just never execute. By discussing your idea openly, you gain invaluable refinements and discoveries that isolation would never provide. Flynn challenges readers to discuss their ideas with at least 10 people while consciously listening to both verbal and nonverbal responses. Just as pilots perform pre-flight checks before takeoff, entrepreneurs must thoroughly analyze their business environment before launch. Flynn introduces the concept of creating a market map, a bird's-eye view of your business landscape that reveals competitors, influencers, and potential partners. Finding competitors isn't discouraging. It's validation that there's a market. By studying top players in your niche, you discover how they interact with their audience, what works, and what doesn't. When Flynn studied internet marketers, he noticed patterns in their copywriting and promotional strategies, plus identified inner circles and joint venture partnerships. Most importantly, he learned what not to do, seeing that most influencers didn't personalize emails and focused mainly on pitches with little value. This insight allowed him to differentiate himself by personalizing communications and avoiding direct selling in emails, becoming a breath of fresh air to his audience. Flynn provides detailed strategies for identifying influencers across platforms. Twitter serves as an excellent starting point because it's faster to build a following there than on other platforms. Using Twitter's advanced search function with your primary keyword and limiting results to the past 2 months ensures you find active accounts. Beyond Twitter, Flynn recommends exploring Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and, surprisingly, iTunes. Though not typically thought of as a search engine, iTunes provides valuable insights into influential podcasters in your niche. In his fly fishing example, the Orvis Fly Fishing Guide podcast appears prominently with a perfect 5-star rating across 345 reviews, confirming Orvis as a major brand in the niche. Flynn also suggests researching products your target audience already buys, which reveals what they're willing to pay for and identifies market gaps. When searching forums for product discussions, look for terms like product review, have you tried, I bought, or I purchased to find valuable conversations. Drawing on Kevin Kelly's influential 1,000 true fans concept, Flynn explains that if you have just 1,000 dedicated fans who each spend $100 annually on your offerings, you can earn $100,000 per year. This philosophy, that the riches are in the niches, demonstrates why narrowing your target audience allows you to better serve them, connect more deeply, and face less competition. After researching your market landscape, Flynn introduces a powerful framework for deeply understanding your target customer, the customer plan. This methodology helps you align your offering with your audience's needs by understanding four critical elements: problems, language, anecdotes, and needs. A business idea is fundamentally a solution to a customer's pain or problem. Understanding these pain points is essential, as the better you solve them, the more successful your business becomes. Flynn recommends several approaches to uncovering customer problems: one-on-one conversations, surveys, and targeted advertising. Direct conversations yield the richest insights. Flynn suggests asking questions like, what frustrates you about topic? What would you change with a magic wand? Or what related to topic takes up the most time? Always dig deeper with follow-up questions like, how come? Or why do you feel that way? To uncover underlying motivations. Surveys efficiently collect data from many potential customers. The most critical question is, what's your number one biggest challenge related to topic? This open-ended question reveals genuine struggles in customers' own words, providing language you can later use in marketing materials. Understanding your target customer's language is essential for effective communication. Flynn shares his personal transformation from being terrified of holding babies to naturally speaking baby talk after becoming a father. This illustrates how we adapt our language to connect with others. For your business, learning your audience's specific vocabulary, their questions, complaints, and search terms creates trust and connection. Anecdotes, short, interesting stories, are powerful business tools that create connection and memorability. Unlike fabricated customer avatars, real stories from your target audience help you genuinely empathize with them. Flynn explains that humans are naturally programmed to respond to stories, making them effective for holding attention and conveying lessons. Finally, Flynn emphasizes distinguishing between customer needs and your business solution. A need represents what customers require to solve a problem, while your product becomes the mechanism to fulfill that requirement. Using a fly fishing example, Flynn identifies that beginners struggle with quickly retying flies when they lose them, with the underlying pain being lost fishing opportunities. This reveals two specific needs: better fly tying skills and quick access to flies, both potential business opportunities. With your customer plan complete, Flynn introduces the concept of products and services as elixirs, remedies for specific diseases plaguing your target market. Like medicinal elixirs that combine existing elements in unique ways, business solutions often recombine existing components to create something more effective than what's currently available. For example, Netflix combined DVD rentals with postal delivery to solve the inconvenience of visiting video stores, then later merged streaming technology with subscription services to revolutionize home entertainment. Flynn guides readers through adding an elixir column to their plan spreadsheet and developing potential solutions for each identified problem and need. This process involves brainstorming multiple solutions per problem, considering both digital and physical products, services, coaching programs, or hybrid offerings. The matrix helps visualize how different solutions might address multiple pain points simultaneously, creating more value for customers. After completing this matrix, entrepreneurs must select just one solution to test, as great entrepreneurs validate one solution for one problem at a time. The selection process involves eliminating options that don't align with personal interests or business goals. Flynn suggests using a scoring system based on passion level, market size, profit potential, and implementation difficulty. He emphasizes that choosing the right solution requires both analytical thinking and gut instinct. Flynn acknowledges that the final chosen solution may differ from the reader's initial business idea, explaining that ideas naturally evolve through research and customer understanding. Once you've selected your solution, Flynn recommends giving it time to percolate, allowing your subconscious to work on it throughout a normal day. This incubation period, ideally 24 to 48 hours, helps reveal your genuine emotional response to the concept while triggering creative thoughts. During this time, pay attention to random ideas that surface and document them for later consideration. Next, return to the mind mapping technique, but with laser focus on the chosen solution. Start from the central concept and branch out into areas like features, delivery methods, pricing models, and potential partnerships. After an initial 10-minute brainstorm, ruthlessly prune any elements that don't directly contribute to solving the specific pain point. This refinement ensures the solution remains tightly focused on addressing the core customer need. Flynn recommends involving potential customers in this process through informal conversations to validate assumptions. Finally, condense your refined solution concept into progressively more concise formats: one page, then one paragraph, and finally one sentence. This forces clarity and precision in articulating the core value proposition. The one-sentence pitch should follow a simple formula: your solution helps target market achieve desired outcome by unique method or approach. This crystallized version becomes your North Star for future development and marketing efforts. Flynn emphasizes that this iterative refinement process is crucial for developing a solution that not only solves a real problem, but also resonates with your target market and aligns with your capabilities and resources. The goal is to create an elixir that's both effective and efficiently deliverable to your chosen market segment. Flynn opens this crucial section with a personal anecdote about watching Apollo 13 as a 12-year-old, which sparked his love of space. While the astronauts and Mission Control were the celebrated heroes, Flynn highlights the unsung hero of the story, the flight simulator. Without countless hours of simulation training, the astronauts would have had zero chance of survival. This serves as a perfect metaphor for entrepreneurial validation. Just as astronauts test their skills in simulators before space missions, entrepreneurs must test their ideas on a small scale before full launch. This validation process allows for adjustments and fine-tuning while building confidence. Flynn begins with his mother's skeptical phrase, "I'll believe it when I see it," to illustrate a fundamental validation principle. What people say they'll do often differs from what they actually do. He shares his costly mistake from 2010 when he lost $15,000 developing WordPress plugins without validating the idea first. His golden rule emerges: listen to others, but trust your numbers. True validation requires people to take action, not just express interest. While acknowledging no validation method guarantees 100% success, as execution remains crucial, Flynn emphasizes that validation can confirm whether an idea could become successful, providing the motivation to execute quickly. Flynn outlines his 4-step validation process: get in front of an audience, hyper-target, interact and share your solution, and ask for the transaction. He emphasizes that validation isn't about people saying they would buy something, but about the concrete actions they take. For those without an existing audience, Flynn presents multiple strategies, including speaking at conferences your target audience attends, networking at events, or using crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. After accessing an audience, the next step is hyper-targeting, identifying the specific segment who needs your solution. Flynn metaphorically describes this as getting people to raise their hand, a simple action signaling interest. When engaging directly with prospects, Flynn emphasizes being honest about validating an idea that isn't built yet, which builds trust. When pitching your solution, use your one-sentence focus statement and consider sharing a prototype, which doesn't need to be perfect but should help prospects understand your concept. The true validation test comes when asking for payment before building your product. Flynn suggests following up immediately after presenting your solution, offering an early adopter discount, and including a pre-order link. For validation success, aim for at least 10% of prospects to pre-order. Example, 5 orders from 50 prospects. Flynn brings his methodology to life through compelling case studies of entrepreneurs who successfully validated their business ideas using his 4-step process. Joey Korenman built School of Motion by first creating a following through tutorial videos on YouTube and Vimeo. When planning to create a comprehensive animation course, he validated his idea by sending an honest email to his list describing his own journey from sucking at animation to mastery. He hosted a webinar where he provided 30 minutes of free training followed by his course pitch. Though the course wasn't built yet, he sold all 20 spots at $250 each in just 10 minutes. This validation gave him the motivation to build the course, which later sold 75 spots at $600 each. Brian Harris launched his business by sharing video making expertise in a small Facebook group. After building rapport by freely sharing his process, he posted about a new video method he developed, inviting interested members to DM him their email addresses. To the 25 people who responded, he sent an honest email about his plan to create a course and pre-sell it to verify demand. Within 48 hours, 19 people purchased at $25.75. While building the course over the next 5 months, Brian grew his email list to 575 people and relaunched at $397, generating $8,337 from 21 sales. Jennifer Barcelos, a lawyer and new mom, created NamaStream to help yoga teachers offer classes online. She started by emailing 188 yoga studio owners, offering them a summary report in exchange for market research calls. This approach yielded conversations with 74 studio owners, revealing that bringing yoga classes online was a major pain point for many. After identifying this opportunity, Jennifer reconnected with interested owners to discuss her solution. One studio owner immediately sent her $1,200 via PayPal without seeing anything, confirming genuine demand. Jared Robinson, a PE teacher who blogs at thepegeek.com, successfully validated and launched live workshops combining physical education and technology. Starting with his Melbourne hometown in 2012, he personally contacted local PE teachers to gauge interest in his topic before mentioning any event. His first workshop sold out all 20 spots at $180 each, validating his concept. Since then, Jared has conducted over 100 workshops in 25-plus countries, charging $300-plus per attendee with doubled capacity. These diverse case studies demonstrate that Flynn's validation process works across different markets and business types, offering readers practical examples they can relate to and learn from. As Flynn prepares readers for their business launch, he provides 5 final thoughts as a countdown to liftoff. 5. Break down large goals into manageable chunks and celebrate small wins along the way, just as parents celebrate baby milestones. This prevents overwhelm and maintains motivation through the entrepreneurial journey. 4. Get support from loved ones, like-minded entrepreneurs, and mastermind groups. Flynn credits much of his success to his mastermind groups, which provided accountability, feedback, and emotional support during challenging times. 3. Treat customers like gold by remembering they're people, not numbers. Create special moments that transform customers into passionate advocates for your business. Flynn's own success stems largely from the genuine relationships he builds with his audience. 2. Remember why you became an entrepreneur by keeping your paper airplane exercise nearby as a reminder. When challenges arise, and they will, this physical reminder of your deeper purpose will help you persevere. 1. Enjoy the ride despite challenges. Entrepreneurship is as much about the journey as the destination. Finding joy in the process makes the inevitable obstacles more manageable. Flynn concludes by inviting readers to become the next case study by emailing him with the subject line, "I'm flying," and a description of their validated business. Selected stories may be featured in future editions of the book. The book's final message emphasizes that readers are made for entrepreneurship, regardless of whether their first idea succeeded. The only true failure is giving up. As Michael Cunningham wrote in the quote that opens the final section, "The secret of flight is this: you have to do it immediately, before your body realizes it is defying the laws."